From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will call for a new round of nuclear arms reductions by the U.S. and Russia today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that's expected to be one of the highlights of a high-profile speech by the president in Berlin.
Obama is speaking at the Brandenburg Gate, where Ronald Reagan famously challenged Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall. Obama has his own challenge for the Russians. He wants to build on the three-year-old New START treaty and reduce each side's arsenal of strategic nuclear weapons by another third to around 1,000 warheads apiece. Administration officials say that would still leave both sides with a credible nuclear deterrent. Obama broached the idea with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week when the two met on the sidelines of the G8 summit in Northern Ireland. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Berlin.
A Congressional Budget Office report on the immigration overhaul bill says its provisions would help, not hurt, efforts to improve U.S. financial and budget stability. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York says the report is a momentum boost for immigration overhaul.
It debunks the idea that immigration reform is anything other than a boon to our economy and robs the bill's opponents of one of their last remaining arguments.
The CBO says the bill would decrease the deficit by $175 billion over its first 10 years of implementation. Still, there's continuing opposition, mostly from Republicans. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama says he believes the bill ignores legal principles and traditions, and he's trying to stall it with procedural maneuvers and amendments. Turkish authorities are maintaining a hard line toward anti-government protesters. The demonstrations expanded to cover a range of issues after starting in response to the government's plan to develop the last green space in central Istanbul. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports state media say dozens of people have been arrested in several cities around Turkey.
Brushing aside international concerns that the harsh crackdown on dissent is exacerbating tensions, the Interior Ministry said nearly 90 arrests were made in raids in Istanbul, Ankara, and other cities. The Interior Minister said many of those detained had links to Turkey's Communist Party. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, vowing that people he called terrorists, rioters, and anarchists would not succeed in damaging Turkey's image, pledged to increase the intervention power of the police to maintain order. Groups of protesters met overnight in various parks around Istanbul and other cities, discussing ways to keep their message before the public in the face of the increased presence of police and security forces. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Among the more peaceful protests, hundreds of people standing motionless for hours in Turkish streets and squares. Brazil's president says this is NPR News. Brazil's president says the country is stronger for the protests by hundreds of thousands of people demanding better government services and efficiency in return for the taxes Brazilians pay. President Dilma Rousseff says in a televised speech that her government is committed to social change. The demonstrations began small after a fare hike in Sao Paulo's public transit system, then spread to numerous cities. Tens of thousands of people returned to the streets last night in Sao Paulo. Most protesters say schools, health care, and transit are all in sorry shape, even as Brazil's tax burden sits among the 30 highest in the world. Today, the National Trust for Historic Preservation in the U.S. announces its annual list of the 11 most endangered historic places in America. NPR's Mallory Yu reports that in the 26 years since the first list was released, the Trust has identified over 200 culturally and historically significant landmarks around the country.
This year, the list includes such sites as Houston's Astrodome, dubbed the eighth wonder of the world when it opened in the 50s, and JFK Airport's once iconic, now empty, Worldport Terminal. But it isn't just famous landmarks on the list. Historic one- and two-room schoolhouses in Montana are also noted. The sites are threatened for a variety of reasons, from erosion to lack of funding. In publishing this list, the National Trust aims to work with local partners and communities to preserve and restore the sites. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Yu.
The Federal Reserve's two-day policymaking meeting ends today. Chairman Ben Bernanke will talk about monetary policy decisions this afternoon. This is NPR News.